2 Radio. I'm your host, Jackie Campbell, and it's my absolute pleasure to interview each of our members so you can get to know them just that little bit better.
Now, when it comes to sourcing stationery and all things to keep our businesses running, it can be just a pain in the neck. I don't know how many times I've been down to Officeworks and ended up spending a fortune. And the problem with going to Officeworks, like any supermarket, is I walk in for one thing and walk out with 10. Things which I don't necessarily need, but that's okay. So we're joined today by Pat, who has a business called Mobile Office Supplies, and he's based in Rockingham. So, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, not wishing to be rude at all, Pat, with the colour of your hair, you don't strike me as someone who's just starting in business.
No, I've been in business for 28 years now, I think, of a sort or another. Originally, my first business was a newspaper delivery round, which I had been running for 25 years. So wow. It's a 7-day a week job, and I never had any time off in that time.
So you know how to work hard.
Last May, someone tapped me on the shoulder and said, am I interested in selling? And I thought, it's time.
It's time, okay. So 25 years of delivering newspapers, you've now decided that you're going to...
Now, I started the stationery business 18 years ago.
Okay.
As an interest, to reduce my costs and also to reduce costs of local businesses, which I knew. I thought there was a market there for me.
Okay. So you just suddenly decided that you needed to carry pens and paper as well? There must have been something which triggered this.
To be honest with you, it was boredom that triggered it. I wanted to fill my day with something else to do. I mean, the job I was doing was a night job, and only limited hours during the night. I didn't need to work. I wasn't working all night long, although it was 7 days a week. I just had spare time.
But why stationery? Why didn't you decide to open a cafe?
I tried stationery because I knew of the costs, what I was bearing by buying products. I had the opportunity to see what the people that I was buying from were buying at what rate they were buying, and I thought I could make a business myself out of that. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to have a shop because I would not be able to compete, but by setting up a business where it's a mobile service, I built a warehouse and I just delivered direct from the warehouse. There are problems with that is where I don't have a displays system so that when I buy something, I have to try and make sure I've got a market for it.
Right. Okay.
Otherwise, it sits on the shelf.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you said you built a warehouse. I had visions of your lounge room being...
Initially, it was.
Big boxes of pens and papers and all sorts of widgets and gadgets.
There were, at the start of the business, there were times when we had to climb over boxes to get to bed.
Oh, gracious, you would have been so popular.
Every single room was chock-a-box. And eventually, the wife said, that's enough.
Well, the thing is, you don't have to store your newspapers, do you? So at least that wasn't...
That's right, yes. Okay. Yes.
So she's gone, that's enough.
Yes.
Excuse me, sir. Either they
go or I go.
And I'm glad that you...
I thought about it for a while.
Oh, that's shocking.
Yes. But eventually I decided the idea was that, I wanted to develop the business better, and needed a warehouse.
Okay. So how did you get into delivering newspapers?
I wanted to work for myself.
Okay.
I was working in a company... in a managerial position where I was putting exorbitant hours in, and I thought if I was running my own business and I put those sort of hours in, I could definitely make a living. Mm. I actually didn't know I was going to have to put those sort of hours in, but I did.
Yeah.
So that's the way it started. Okay. And I was just looking for a business. I was working in the printing industry beforehand, and the newspapers had nothing to do with that, but it was just, I saw the advertisement for a newspaper delivery round. At that time, when I was trying to buy it, they were like gold.
Right.
Could not get one. They were going like that. Every
wow.
time I made an offer that someone else would come in before me or come in at a higher price. So it was extremely hard to buy.
That's amazing, considering how we read our newspapers today. Everyone sits there and flicks through, or they're on their phones, or they're anything along those lines.
But due to law changes, etc., the value of the businesses has gone way down. There were at the time when I was buying them, they were AAA rated. Now they're not.
Okay.
So I decided that I moved from my original business, bought a business. It was hard to start off with, but then it got you can only do so much with a newspaper round.
Yeah.
And once you've done all the promotions, which you would have done in the first few years to try and get build your round up,
yeah.
There was no real development in my established area, so there was no real development. And just got bored.
Okay. Would you say that print media, from a newspaper, broadsheet newspaper type thing, has declined? The way that people consume
obviously, it has declined, but what has changed in the industry is that rather than the owner of the round being responsible to increase its deliveries, the publishers have now taken that on.
Right.
And they've also taken on a lot of the admin side as well. So it's got very easy to run a newspaper round now, but it's still, the hours are unsocial. It's very unsocial.
So, and was that one of the reasons where I know that you set up Mobile Office Supplies as a bit of a side hustle, so you were sort of something to do in the spare time. Was that one of the things which prompted you to say, well, hang on a minute, the newspaper round is not really what I want to be anymore, I can't develop it, I can't really run it as a business, I'm just purely someone who now picks up papers and puts them on somebody else's doorstep. Is that why you sort of made this change and you decided, well, I'm going to take a foot out of that and maybe shuffle more towards the mobile office?
The plan was never to be in the newspaper round that long.
25 years is kind of not a quick thing.
I really didn't plan. It just happened that way. I don't know why, but it just did. Obviously, while I was doing it, I must have been happy enough to keep doing it, because I did.
So. Yeah.
Circumstances change as you get older, and I decided, as I said before, to start up the thing as a sidetrack, as an interest, give me something to think about, and something else, something different, basically.
Well, I guess if they're taking away the interesting parts of the paper
They've only just done that in the last year.
Okay, cool. So you still had sort of full control of your business
yes.
when you sold it?
Yes.
Cool. So you sold it to a young and up-and-coming person or an older person as well?
No, a younger guy, yeah.
Yeah, it's just not a career if you think I want to these days. It's sort of more people are the short, sharp and flashy as opposed to what he's doing. Okay, so Mobile Office Supplies. Is that all about what?
Well, the idea was for me to set up a one-stop shop because I just told you I don't like saying no. So if somebody asks for me for something, I'd like to be able to supply it. So it took a while for me to develop a relationship with suppliers. A lot of them, Mobile Office was a new thing when I started. Suppliers were used to dealing with bricks and mortar companies,
yes.
So there was difficulty in setting up. But basically, as soon as I got one on board, started working with them, started ordering through them, I was able to get the additional suppliers to come in.
Okay.
Now, basically, I deal with all the major companies, suppliers, same people that Officeworks will be buying from. Mm-hmm. They will probably get a better deal than I do because of the volumes.
Sheer buying power, yep.
Because of my overheads, yes. which I keep well down, my prices are lower. Obviously, we have to make a profit, otherwise I can't satisfy the customers.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you don't make a profit also, you don't eat, and then you can't buy things from anybody else. You can pretty much get anything you need from anywhere. What happens if I want something and you don't stock it?
If I don't stock it, if it's a general office product, I mean, I can't stock everything. I've only got a small warehouse. I generally carry about $30,000 worth of stock at any one time.
Which is luckily larger than your lounge room.
Yes, definitely. And it's organised as well, so I can fight, you know, because in the past, when they were in the house, I know I've got something, but where is it?
Where did I put the notebooks?
Yeah.
No, now I need the highlighters. Like, I can just see the conversations over breakfast. Got it.
If I don't stock it, obviously I would check with my existing suppliers if it's a general stationery item or just something that I haven't got the right colour for or whatever, because I generally would have...
Some pedantic business owner wants it in olive green.
And it happens all the time. Yes.
It's important. Consistent branding, that's why I use olive green books. Yep.
I do have a wide range of suppliers, and so I can get all the major brands.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Whereas if somebody went to Officeworks, you get offered Burroughs, J. Burroughs,
yes.
or one or two other items. I have the full range of all the brands.
Yep.
So I can generally basically get anything that anyone will want for their station. I have on occasions been asked for a specific thing that isn't covered. I will just search the internet or talk to my suppliers, do you know who does this or whatever, and find it for them.
Cool.
Basically.
Now, can I ring you from my house and say, hey, look, I need 3 pens and a notebook for my kids' school thing?
No.
No? Oh, Pat.
I have shied away from school supplies because I need to order the products in bulk months before the products are available at the prices that we order for. It again goes back to dealing with the general public, and I'm not going to do that.
You're effectively ordering into the production cycle, aren't you? So yes. They know that they've got to supply you 300 or whatever, so that they're using that to create their production runs, which yes. is why you need to be so early. Okay, cool. So I imagine there would be trials and tribulations. And did you try working in this space, or did you just decide it was...
Well, as I said, when I started off, first of all, I tried working with the general public, but it just was too difficult, too costly. My stock, if I carried on, the stock would have, because I had to buy in bulk, as I said before, and I'd only taken ones and twos and twos, I would have had that much stock sitting around. It's just not worth it.
Obviously, you tried it, and you made an economic decision based on your business plan that this was just not going to be successful to you. So now you only supply business to business?
Business to business, yes. Okay, so and I generally work in the Rockingham area. I basically promote that I will deliver your order within 4 hours of receiving it.
Wow.
So I actually like to get the order, put the phone down and go and pick it and go and deliver it, if I've got it. If I don't have it, then I have to order the product in. If it's a toner or an ink and that I don't have, then my suppliers over the biggest in Australia, they normally deliver either the same day or the next morning.
Nice.
So they're pretty quick in delivery. Same with the state. All my suppliers are pretty quick, basically.
That sounds like I can be disorganised because you're organised.
I find most of my customers are disorganised.
Oh my God,
they always want something yesterday.
Yes. Yes.
But most of them are quite appreciative of the fact and surprised that when I put the phone down and gone and delivered it, they've got the product.
Mm.
I don't have any minimum orders to established customers. I understand that people don't order the right amount or make mistakes. So if they're already a regular customer, don't care what the order is, I will go and deliver it.
Nice. So that almost sounds like you've got that rapid response, but surely your whole business can't be built on that. You can't sit at home waiting for the phone to ring and dash out the door within 4 hours.
Well, I almost do at the moment.
Have you got a nice or an established client base that orders for you regularly with organisation, or is it all this...
I have a few that have regular orders and they want me to deliver, say, a certain amount of paper every week or every month or something like that. I've got a few like that. But most of them are small business that run out of something.
Okay.
Right? But they do have, some of them, obviously, if they're used to me, they use me for everything because that's what I want my customers to do. I want them to come for me for everything they need for their office.
So you've got regular but disorganised clients, is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Good. So you know that they're going to need such and such and such and such. You know basically what they supply. You can keep that in stock, and when they suddenly ring and go, Pat, we've got a meeting in 3 hours and I forgot to get pens and I don't have highlighters and I don't have any biscuits, they can call you?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
Excellent. So if they need to call you, how do they get in contact with you?
At the moment, it's three methods, I suppose. You can say email, phone. I actually prefer phone.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of the time when customers, it was quite a surprising thing when I started the business, people don't know what they're called. Their items that they want are actually called. And I spend a lot of time actually deciphering what they're asking for.
Right. But there is, you want blue pins. Which blue pins do you want?
That's right. There are a full range. Is it retractable? Is it gel? Is it whatever?
I don't know. It's the same as the one in my hand. It looks like this.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, there is a lot of discussion. And I find quite a lot of my customers don't want to look at the website. They want to talk to me.
Okay, there you go.
But that cannot be sustained if I get bigger. The bigger companies don't want that anyway. They want to look at a website order and that's it.
Mm.
And that's the way, the way forward for me, because I've got to get bigger.
Right.
And take on the bigger customers.
So does Rockingham have that potential for the bigger customers?
I believe Rockingham has the potential to satisfy my needs completely.
Okay.
I don't want to be a conglomerate. I want to be just a one-man business. If the business ever got too big, the fact that I couldn't support it, then there's a franchise.
Franchise, okay, cool. I was wondering where you go, because obviously you, the other option there is that you stay the face of the business, you stay the man on the end of the phone, and you have drivers.
Yes.
I mean, I guess that's your other option. But yeah, if you do, you want to run the country, or do you just want to keep...
I actually don't want to go the route of drivers, because I like, as I said before, I like to be able to talk to the customer And I find if we build a relationship with a customer, they will come back to me for everything, rather than, oh, we use him for this and this, him for that.
And the driver
that goes in, and also you talk to people and say, oh, we're doing this. I know somebody does that sort of thing. I can pass it on. I like networking. Okay. I think that's good.
So that face-to-face contact gives the opportunity, obviously, to look at what else they've got. Oh, you've got that sort of printer. Have you thought about such and such? No, no, why?
A lot of occasions, someone will ask me for something, and I will supply it. I'll say, why exactly? I should probably say it first. But why exactly are you looking at that? Because when I see what they're using it for, there's a better way, and I can suggest that better way. Well, next time we'll go this way and do it this way, and it's cheaper for you, save your money, and you get a better product.
Cool. So if you need somebody who knows their stationery, is happy to have the chat, build.
Obviously, I'm not a 16-year-old sales kid. I've had a little bit of experience, and I can basically recommend a better way on a lot of occasions so they can save the money and time.
Fantastic. So you prefer the phone call. What's the best number for you? Have you got a nice, sensible office number, or are you modernised to mobile?
I got an office supply number which diverts to my mobile. If as on my mobile service, then it does do. The only problem with that is it does go quiet on the divert, and sometimes people put the phone down.
So if they need to pick up the phone, what's the number?
It's 08 95 28 2265.
Brilliant. Okay, and website coming soon?
There is a current website, as I said before. People can look at pictures and prices for a lot of the products, but not for everything I do. So if it's not shown on the website, they just need to ring me or email me at pat@mobileofficesupplies.com.au. Then I can give them information on the products or quotes or prices.
Fantastic. Sounds like a sensible solution, because one of the biggest draws often with companies is their stationery, and the fact that someone's got to leave the office or you've got to go out and get it. So if you can bring it to you at a better price, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, quite often I've gone to companies where they say, oh, no, we just send the girl out, the secretary out. I said, well, she's covered under workers' comp. If she's out doing your business, what happens if she has an accident? You've got to sort out, pay her wages, while she's off work, etc. So I'm coming to do it for nothing. Well, basically, there's no delivery fees on my service for local deliveries. Yep. There would be if I had to supply somewhere in Sydney. It's supplied from the Sydney warehouse or Melbourne. Then there is a small delivery fee and a minimum order. But for local deliveries, which I do, no delivery fees, no minimum order.
Sounds like a fine plan. Thank you so much, Pat. It was lovely catching up with you, and wish you all the best.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for joining us on District 32 Radio. If you'd like to know more, please head across to our website, district32.com.au.